Huge credit to the Dilwale team, who managed to defy all the critics and exceed all expectations by only being the sixth worst movie of this year. In our last podcast of 2015, Dilwale is a movie that pretty much sums up this year for Bollywood. Moments of magic, but way too much garbage to get through in order to find them. All of that and more on this episode of Bollywood Weekly.
Of Bollywood Weekly. I have with me Arshia.
I'm supposed to say hi.
Yeah, she's supposed to say hi.
Hi.
Arshia is here because she was the only person willing to subject herself to the torture that was Diwali.
That's so mean. Like, I was completely conned into that.
But she enjoyed it. And so that's also why she's here to provide the counterbalancing opinion to everything I'm going to say about this movie. But we are going to talk about Dilwale.
Maybe I'll change your mind. Maybe.
Don't hold your hopes too high. But anyway, what were your thoughts on Dilwale?
So as a story, I actually didn't really... I don't know. You go to watch Bollywood for the entertainment, and I thought this was an extremely entertaining movie. Unfortunately, I didn't see the Shah Rukh Kajol like magic that I was expecting, which you would see in a Kuch Kuch Hota Hai or even like a Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum. Like, I thought the chemistry between them was much better in all of those movies, and I wish that had been there. But just as a pure like entertainment, post-work, being conned into the movie kind of movie, it was good. Like, I did enjoy it. I left the theater with a smile on my face. So it was good.
I mean, this is basically a typical Rohit Shetty movie. Like, all of his movies are filmed in the same studio.
Yeah.
All the houses look the same. Most of them are in Goa. There are 10 million cars that explode for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You take, like, a Golmaal or anything that he's, you know, been part of. He was part of Golmaal.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, so... It's always the same with, like, the multiple different plot lines which come together in the, like, end to kind of convene in one setting. And it's just, like, the stupid dry... It's very, like, stupid comedy.
Yes. Which is exactly my problem, because...
Sorry, everyone's not as like intellectually profound in these movies as you're trying to be.
No, it doesn't have to be intellectually profound. Like the first Golmaal was actually great.
It was good.
I have no issues with comedies or with things being silly, but it's just everything about this movie looks so fake.
Yeah.
Like from the acting to the sets to everything else. Like I feel like Rohit Shetty just, I don't know if he instructs people to overact or like everyone just, you know, even Kajol, who looks phenomenal, first of all.
She does, and absolutely.
Is one of the only reasons why this movie is even worth watching, according to me.
According to you,
according to me. But even her role is like, not her role, but the way she acts is so overdone and so overly dramatic.
See, that's the thing. I genuinely think this movie, you could have, like, aside from Shah Rukh Khan, who actually held his star power, and, like, for me, that was the reason to watch it, I think Kajol could have been replaced with any girl. There was only one or 2 minutes where she, you know, that genuine comfort came out where they were both, you know, talking after he, like, fought off those bad guys for her or whatever, and they were walking, and you could just, that very, like, friendly, good rapport kind of conversation came out, and that for me was like, oh yes, like this feels like, you know, a good like Kuch Kuch Hota kind of movie where they're getting along really, really well and the chemistry was there. But aside from that, I genuinely, if this was the first movie she ever did, I would have completely dismissed her as an actress. Like, it wouldn't have been a memorable performance on her behalf, nor was it anyone's most memorable performance, honestly. But I just wish that because it was such a big deal that they were reuniting and they named it Dilwale, it was just taken from such a iconic movie, that they had focused a little more on the chemistry of them two, or it had been directed better so that they had more chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the better chemistry was between Shah Rukh and Varun Dhawan.
100%, like, agreed.
They were also, I mean, the storyline was pretty ridiculous, but, like, the two of them on screen together was actually work. And, I don't know, for some reason, they actually looked like they could be brothers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I thought, like, that was quite a believable scenario. Yeah. Like, that, and I think even Kriti and Varun worked quite well.
No, that I disagree
with. You didn't like it?
I didn't like Kriti's song. I thought Varun was good. I mean,
really good, though. I think he genuinely kills it.
This is kind of, he does a lot of things well, but he does, I think, this type of silly comedy, David Dhawan style.
Like, even his last movie, what was it called? The one where it was him and Ilyana and was it not? Oh no, it wasn't, sorry. But like the one where he basically was like the lead of it, I thought this was very similar to that, and he's good at that. Like, that is his forte.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I mean, and that's the thing, that's like, I quite like Main Tera Hero.
Yeah,
and that is completely silly, ridiculous, not believable at all.
It was
Welcome
true.
Is another example of a movie that I love.
You didn't like the second one. I didn't either, but I'm just saying,
that's my point. The second one just pushed it a little too far.
It did,
and so did this. I mean, it was just really like, some of, like, I think I made this comment to you while we were watching it in the theater. Like, I wish it was this easy in real life to get girls. Like, Varun Dhawan goes, meets her twice, puts up like a flip chart of like different cartoons, and then does the Shah Rukh pose from Kal Ho Na Ho where he puts his arms by the side, and then she just comes running to him. I'm like, wow, like, if only.
I mean, to think about the unrealisticness of the whole thing, right? Nor are you going to first go pick up a girl when you have somewhere to be. Your job is a car mechanic. And you go and trash the car to get this girl through the sideways, through the sidewalk. Like, no police, no nothing. You're just speeding along. And she's like, oh, I didn't even realize the car was broken. Like, I never even realized it. So I was like, are you serious? Like, what were you doing while you were sitting there exactly? So, I mean, you have to kind of exclude. I think a lot of this movie, you have to take with a grain of salt. And if you take that, then you take the part where the guy was selling drugs to where they were trying to push drugs, and Varun Dhawan decides, like, I'm gonna be a stud muffin and go and fight these people off. I'm like, are you though? Like, are you really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that was first. Also, another thing I noticed is like all of these movies now seem to be filmed in like Bulgaria and Romania.
I mean, I think that's the places. I think that's the like country giving them tourism dollars and whatever. I think the governments all help, like, because they get whatever tourism out of it, they subsidize parts of it. I don't know,
but that was, I also found that extremely random, and like,
yeah,
Shah Rukh and Kajol happened to be the son and daughter of two Indian dons who decide to go to Bulgaria because, you know, that's where it's at, clearly. And then, I mean, okay, Varun and Shahrukh were brothers we knew throughout, through the trailers and everything. Where it turns out, Kriti and Kajol are also sisters.
Yeah.
Which I found pretty ridiculous. Which, when the scene where it gets revealed, that was extremely predictable. But before the movie, I didn't expect that to be the case.
I figured that it could only be that or the king. The king's, like, it was like the related to the king because that was also a side storyline.
Yeah, king is Boman Irani in another fantastic performance.
I actually
add to Happy New Year and other memorable cameos he's done.
I actually genuinely thought that was, just because you have to take this whole movie in a very lighthearted spirit, I thought that was a really funny twist that they added because, like, you expect King to be played by some, like, actual legitimate person, and then you have Boman Irani, like, dressed like a complete clown, playing this king, and he's also, like, sentimental and crying and breaking. I'm just like, it's just, the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. So,
I mean, to be honest, I found Johnny Lever's character funnier. Johnny Lever.
Absolutely. He was really, I think he's always good, though. He's,
although they overdid the South Indian accent a little bit.
Yeah.
And again, even for Johnny Lever, this was slightly overacting, which is saying a lot. But he was quite funny, and he added something to the movie, at least.
Much needed. Much needed. I think he balanced out a lot of it because, I don't know, I think he was also like one of the people who tied a lot of the different plot lines together, right? Because he brought in King, he brought in Varun, he was like willing to do anything for Shah Rukh Khan. But I don't know, it was...
To be fair, I mean...
I feel like the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm like, these were really random stories.
Yeah, but that's... I mean, but to be fair, I mean, I hated this movie. But there were some... Like, the joke I make when people ask me, how is this movie? I'm like, it was really bad, but the sad part is this is not even the worst movie I've seen in the last 2 months. So, yeah. Shandar takes that particular honor. But anyway, there were some funny scenes in this movie, though. Like, quick summary of the plot is that Shah Rukh was a son of a don way back when, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And he got double, or him and Kajol crossed paths and their dads end up killing each other, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, both of them decide separately that, oh, you know, this life is, like, too dangerous, it's not for us. Let's take our younger siblings, who are Varun and Kriti, who at that time were, like, 10 years old or 11 years old.
Yeah.
And start a new life together. And then they meet 15 years later. And magically, Shah Rukh changes his name from Kali to Raj.
Which is also just, can we just talk about the fact that his name is Raj, yet again, as it is in, like, every single movie?
That, I'm pretty sure, was deliberate, but... But he changes his name from Kali to Raj. But Varun Dhawan is blissfully unaware of what his brother's name is, apparently, until he was 12 years old. And so he apparently just called him Bhaiya and did not know his real name, which I find ridiculous.
Yeah, it just never struck him to ask, like, oh, like, how come your name is not the same thing? Because at 12 years old, you're pretty aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah. And the excuse is he was at boarding school, so he wasn't around. I'm like, okay, then.
He still knew his name.
So then Shah Rukh and Kajol are obviously, like, want to hide their past, etc. from their siblings. And Shah Rukh's, like, his dad's two assistants or whatever, they want come with him to start this new life, and they open a restaurant in Goa, and Shah Rukh opens a garage, like, car washing, whatever.
Of course, they do end up on the same exact street in the same city after moving out from Bulgaria, you know, just have decided to go anywhere in the world with tons and tons of money, and they pick the same little street to go live on. Yeah. But that is such is the plot.
Yes. But there's one really funny scene where Varun and Kriti are like, okay, these guys clearly know each other from 15 years ago because both of them are like, no, you can't see the other person after they meet each other because of the harsh memories from...
Yes, absolutely.
But both of them are like, okay, these guys know each other. So they start pestering like Shah Rukh's friends and it's like really cliched and really predictable, but they do that thing where they... start coming up with, they look at the TV and what's playing on the TV and start coming up with like random stories about what Shah Rukh was. And so
like, I think that to me is the reason why I enjoyed the movie though. Like literally the fact that, and it wasn't just me, the whole hall was sitting in stitches, like dying laughing.
No, but that was,
and you
really
have to
funny.
Give it, you were laughing too. Like it was absolutely hilarious.
It was like slapstick done well. So they're like, oh yeah, Shah Rukh's name is Ramlal. because they're watching something.
And he's like a washerman.
Yeah. And then they changed the channel to like Pogo TV. So they're like, oh yeah, Kajol's name was Pogo. And so like, and that whole, and they figure out a whole story based on that. And it's really funny about how Shah Rukh was a dhobi and Kajol left him because he was poor and whatever. And the way they do that is actually really funny. And yeah, the scene right after that, when like
when Harun, he goes up to him
and his friend go to Shah Rukh and they're like Ramlal, Shah Rukh, it's like what are these guys doing?
Especially because he's washing clothes in that exact moment, and they're like, no, like we know your true story, like please don't do this anymore.
And they're like, abhi bhi kapda dho raha hai. Like, so that was really funny, like stuff like that.
I think we sat laughing for like a good 5 minutes during that, and I think not a lot of movies are able to pull that off that well.
And I mean, that was one of like, and that's the thing. Like, I have no issue with it being silly or it being not realistic or all of that.
Because yeah,
that was done well and it was really funny. But unfortunately, that's like one of very few scenes which managed to live up to that, according to me.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I think I do agree with your like fake setting situation thing. Because, I mean, you take the Gerwa song, which is supposed to be the most beautiful song in the whole thing, and we have to address this at some point. But that, like you said, when you walked in, you were like, it basically is like screensavers, like Microsoft screensavers.
Yes.
That was very true. And also, it looked very Photoshopped. It almost looked like they were doing what they were doing, and then this like random background has been inserted in behind. And the plane was just like, where has this come from? To be fair, after a point, it started stressing me out because, like, her, like, I was just imagining myself. I was like, getting in Indian clothes, just on a side note, is so difficult. And, like, just like, if you're, like, in Indian clothes, like, getting in the car is difficult. You're, like, trying to manage, like, all your different parts and things that are moving. This poor woman has to stand, like, in the freezing, apparently, snow, given that, you know, that's supposed to where they are.
Yeah.
With this sari that is just flying, like, meters and meters on. I'm like, this must have been the most irritating thing for her to shoot.
The sad part is they actually, I mean, if we believe YouTube, they actually went on location and they filmed.
Did they really?
In Iceland, like in, they, like, but it still looks so fake.
It doesn't look real at all.
Yeah, and I mean, but the thing is, like,
and that's a real shame. If they actually went and they still made it look that bad, that's a shame.
Yeah, and but the thing is, like, Shah Rukh knows. Like, we've discussed this before on a previous episode, but like, he's really smart. He knows exactly that people like me are going to just judge this and shit on it, but yeah, we're still gonna go watch it and we're gonna give him his 500 rupees for the ticket and all of that.
Yeah.
And like, so we watched, like, there's this parody by Shuddh Desi Gaane, their YouTube channel. They parody like songs and trailers and stuff. And Shah Rukh is actually in the video, and they managed to get him.
And I thought that was impressive for them to do.
Yeah, but Shah Rukh does a lot of stuff. He's done another one with TVF as well. And he's been on
a lot. And the fact that he has good enough humor to, like,
yeah,
take it and, you know, he can just be a sport about it and, like, laugh at it and then be like, you know what, but still you're going to go.
But that's the thing. He knows, like, and so there's one line in the parody itself, to be honest, I don't think it was that funny. Like, it could have been better. But there's one line in the parody which is hilarious, which is, even the making was green screen.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, how crazy would that be, though, if they actually... There's a making video on YouTube of the song Making of Gerwa, where they show them in Iceland in like freezing cold and all.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And literally, I'm like, how funny would that be if they film an entire making video
on YouTube? I mean, it's to keep with the theme, right? I wouldn't be too surprised.
No, because, and literally, like, on the Tamasha podcast episode with Mac, we discussed the Gerwa and Manma Emotion songs at the end. And we literally spent 5 minutes discussing how Gerwa is so fake and the whole thing is on green screen and it just looks terrible. And Mehak makes a comment, she's like, Shah Rukh's lips are pink. Like, that's how much makeup he has on. And then in the making, they're like, Shah Rukh and Raj are like, oh yeah, like our lips are pink, our lips are like purple because it's freezing and it's so cold. And I was like, wow. Like, I mean, yes, we were wrong maybe, but it still looks so fake and it looks so bad.
The other thing is, I mean, at the end of the day, right, you go to see what the movie looks like at the end. If it still looks fake, it looks fake. It's just...
The whole movie looks fake. I mean,
it does. But it's not as bad as, like, you take, like, the last scene from Welcome, Back. Like, the second one. Yeah, yes, Welcome Back, the second one. And they have those little, like, they have those, like, camels coming and those, like, little fighter thingies. I was like, this is just, like, someone gave an animator way too much money and was like, here, we have to spend all this, so please just add whatever you possibly can. So at least it wasn't that, like, I feel like that's my comparative level right now for bad animation.
से निकल के छांव से फिसल के हम मिले जहां पर लम्हा थम गया
movie. I'll be fair to Shahrukh because there was flashbacks 15 years ago, so whatever.
Yeah.
So, and but I think Shahrukh is now moving towards actually playing characters closer to his own age.
I was actually going to say that when I was thinking the movie, I was really glad, even though I realized, like, I think it's because we saw Amitabh Bachchan in the trailers before we even started watching for a different movie. But I was like, wow, you really, you know, he at least plays characters his age, whereas Shah Rukh Khan still tries to play the lead and, you know, the, like, 20-25-year-old guy. Yeah.
And this thing, in this, so his actual character is older, but then they have flashbacks to 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Where he is trying to play the 25-year-old or whatever. And just the amount of makeup on his face is...
Oh, it's terrible.
Unreal. And it was really funny because I did another episode on Bajirao with Uzma and Hani from the Bollywood Project podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were separately later discussing what we were excited for in 2015. And they made a comment being like, I said I'm excited to watch Fan, where Shah Rukh is like plays a obsessed fan of himself. And
of himself?
Of his fictional character.
Oh, gosh.
Like, so he has double role. Like, one is Shah Rukh or a version of Shah Rukh.
That's
and
interesting.
The other one is his fan. And the fan is a lookalike of Shah Rukh, but he doesn't look exactly the same. Like, you know, like how they have all these Salman lookalikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Who look like very similar but aren't exactly the same.
Yeah.
And so Shah Rukh genuinely looks like Shah Rukh, but a different person. Because, like, they've done a bunch of makeups and just...
Yeah, I mean, the prosthetics and stuff are
and
so intense.
So they made a comment being like, oh yeah, I don't want to watch Fan because watching Shah Rukh, looking at Shah Rukh like that creeps me out. But he looks like that for half of Dilwale. literally, so much concealer and whatever else. I don't know what you ladies use.
Okay, relax. We're not going to get into his makeup routine right now. We can start doing, like, Shah Rukh on YouTube videos.
I know, right? They should start getting him on all these. There are these YouTube channels that do makeup. And
so many, yes. And they... No, we're not going to get into his makeup routine, but it definitely looked like a lot, especially after you pointed out midway through the movie. I, like, could not stop focusing on that. I was like, Jesus, like, this is not necessary.
I think that can be Shah Rukh's career after he finishes with acting.
I mean, it's a shame he, like, let them do that to him, because I'm sure he knows what he's actually very experienced, and for the fact that he's an actor, I think he also has a lot more understanding of, you know, what looks good, what scenes he looks good in, what looks good on his face. He really should have, like, stepped in and been like, guys, it's a bit much.
But, I mean, I think there are two things. One is Mehek's point of view, where he's slightly narcissistic and actually believes that this looks good. My view is that he just doesn't care because he knows. And even, I mean, again, to going back to that parody song that we talked about, at the end, you know, he's like, oh, subscribe to Shubhdesi Gaane, subscribe to this guy, whatever. And the guy who did the parody is like, oh, yeah, please don't forget to watch Dilwale. And Shah Rukh just laughs and looks at him being like, "Acha, jaise agar tumne bolte to log nahi jaate." Like, which is like, so he's so self-aware. He knows people will go watch him. And
100%. But I have to disagree on that point. I feel like maybe he thinks he does. I fully agree with Mehek in that sense that maybe he genuinely thinks that looks good, or maybe that's the only way they can get him to look that age. Like, to be fair, he is like an actual person who's aging in real life.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't stop that process ever, regardless of what you do. So But I would disagree that he just does it and then is, like, lazy to the extent that he just doesn't care. Like, even if you watch his interviews and you watch his, like, Breakfast or Dinner episodes, you'll see how much he actually works and how much he's focused on his work and, like, how much effort he puts in. And he genuinely seems like, or at least he's a really good actor, and he gives off the impression that he really does care. And at the end of the day, if something's, like, if someone's making fun of your work, like, of course you'll be, you can, you know, you'll be a good sport about it and you'll take it. But I think internally he's not genuinely trying to do a bad job. It's not like he's like, oh, I'm just going to look like shit, but still people will come, because of course people will come. But I think he does take enough pride in his work that he won't do that on purpose.
I mean, I don't question the fact that he's hardworking, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, he knows, and I mean, it's not just unique to Shah Rukh, a lot of the other actors do this as well. But once they're at a certain level, they know that they don't need to try hard to get people to watch their movies.
Yeah, but
like, honestly,
I think
like,
if you have enough bad movies, people will stop watching your movies after. Like, it'll take a much, much longer time. But
not at
Shah Rukh Khan's level, that'll never happen. But exactly. getting there, you can definitely fall off the ladder.
But on the way to getting there, he did everything right. He made all the good movies. He did DDLJ. He did Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. He made Kal Ho Na Ho.
Yeah,
he did all of that. And then once he got there, he was like, okay, I'm done. I'm peacing out. And it's not just him. I mean, a lot of others.
Really trashed his makeup for no reason. We spent like the last like 6 minutes just talking about his makeup.
But his makeup is a metaphor for it's not just about his makeup. It's
he's just gotten fixated on his poor pink lips in the cold. took that and ran with it.
But it's not about his makeup. It's just about the fact that. And I mean, I sound like a broken record because I feel like I say this on every podcast. But if you are Shah Rukh Khan, you should have some inner desire to make good movies.
I think he does. And so like what you're saying about people getting a certain level, like, I think Aamir Khan, for example, makes one like solid movie. Or at least he tries.
Yeah.
Like when he made Three Idiots, like I thought that was a beautifully, beautifully done movie. Like everything about it was on point. And I don't know, I think maybe Shah Rukh Khan's much more commercial because he obviously puts out way more movies than an Aamir Khan, for example.
Yeah.
But I do still believe that he cares. Nothing to say that, yes, he could put out literally any nonsense and, like, people will go watch it and you and I will probably still go watch it.
Yeah.
But I do think he cares anyway.
But, I mean, it's also, like, after My Name is Khan, which was about a... I mean, there were issues in that movie as well, but in general it was a good movie about a interesting topic and done well. After that, I mean, all of his movies have been just like Om Shanti Om, which, to be fair, I quite like.
That did well. That was actually quite decently done. Yeah.
Like kind of But then since then, it's just been like Happy New Year, Chennai Express.
Chennai Express had a certain purpose. It wasn't supposed to be.
What was the purpose? Please enlighten me.
It was just supposed to be funny.
Was it funny though? I don't think it was funny.
I thought Deepika did a much better job in that movie.
Than
Shah Rukh Khan.
Oh, okay.
Then who? Who else was there?
I was comparing to Deepika's subsequent performance.
Oh, no. She's really grown as an actress. Yeah, like, this year has incredible. Absolutely incredible. But I haven't seen Bajirao yet, so yet to see how she did in that one.
No, she's amazing. I mean, there are, as we discussed in the other episode, there are issues with her character that I'm not fully... come to terms with, but she is really good in Bajirao. She like all of movies this year and all of the performances have been amazing. Tamasha was great. Piku was amazing as well.
Romulo was Romulo this year. Yeah, that was, I remember that being one of my favorite like performances by her though.
But going back to Dilwale.
Yes, absolutely.
Since we touched upon it already before we got sidetracked by Shah Rukh's makeup. music in Dilwale I thought was quite good actually.
I thought it was good. I thought it was decent.
Picturization could have been better.
Significantly.
Yeah, I mean, Gerwa, we talked about. Manma Emotion, I was really annoyed because it's a dream sequence. And literally, I think when that happened, the whole theater as one, we all just groaned, being like, no, like, why? Like, why could you not make this anything but this?
I mean, I know we've, like, literally gone on about Gerwa to death, but, like, if I may just add one more on that music piece.
Yes.
I think the fact that there was no actual dancing going on in that whole movie frustrated the life out of me. It was just him opening his arms, her running into it with her, what, 50 meter sari, flying behind. I was like, this is so... It happened in every scene. It happened with a different background. It's the same thing. I was like, have one dance move, one. Like, I could not count one. So it's just that frustrated me so much. I was like, this is like a 7 minute long song. Like, can you get on with it? I can't deal anymore.
Yeah. They did cut out a lot of Manma emotion if you compare it to the YouTube version and the full song.
I haven't seen the YouTube version.
And they cut out a lot, even the other songs. I mean, Tukur Tukur is a title song, so
yeah.
Whatever that was.
That song at the end. Yeah. Was that the one? Oh my god. I was actually okay, this movie is alright, we can still run with this. And then that came on and I was like, no, what is happening?
But then there's another song called Premika, which is what is heavily featured in the trailer actually. There's a happy, upbeat, peppy type of song, just not in the movie at all.
I think there was that, I don't know if you remember, there was that, well, I'm sure you do, but there was that one scene in the movie where he's taking her on that date, the really quick 5 minute date that they have,
which is completely ripped off from How I Met Your Mother, by the way.
Yes, as you have enlightened me several times. But basically when they had that, and when they did that dance, and what was the part when her car broke down and when they were standing with the umbrella and he threw it away?
No, that was
when did that happen?
When she confesses her love for him, and because basically what happens is Kajol pretends she is into him and then tricks him.
Yeah.
And because she's the daughter of this other dog, big reveal. And then Shah Rukh chases her off a bridge, but then saves her.
Yeah, this is all in Bulgaria, by the way.
This is all in Bulgaria. And then after he saves her, he says the line from the trailer where he's like, aaj ke baad mere samne mat aana warna jaan le lungi. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, but she says that to him as well, which is what was in my head.
She said
goli mar.
She did.
But good save.
I was just saying, it was confusing for someone who hasn't seen it. They're like, did the girl say it? Did the guy say it?
Yeah.
Basically, he said it to her, even though he saved her, he was like, if I see you again, I will kill you, so don't show up.
But that convinces Kajol that he truly loves her and that she truly loves him.
Somehow, the rejection factor works really well. Reject someone, they'll come running back to you.
Positive messages to the youth of India.
Yes. Negative, reinforcement.
Yeah. But then she goes to his house and is like, I'm not going to leave until you come out and admit that you love me, blah, blah, blah.
So she basically just stalks him, sits outside his house and waits until such a point where he
And of course it starts raining.
Of course, on point time,
amazing, it starts raining and Shah Rukh comes out with an umbrella, holds it up. And then whatever, they talk and she's like, they confess their love for each other. And at the minute she says, I love you, Shah Rukh, in the most dramatic way possible, I can't describe how dramatic it was, just flings the umbrella in the air, and then they meet each other for a tight embrace.
The embrace is a common theme throughout the movie. If there's one theme, it would be embrace.
Yeah. And then there's another fantastic scene where, again, towards the end, where Shah Rukh, again, when 15 years later, they meet, right? And Shah Rukh is walking. And he's literally mid-stride. He's in the middle. His foot has moved forward. He's in the middle of his step. And suddenly, a wave of water just hits him out of nowhere. No transition. It just starts pouring rain. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, here we go again. But what I quite like, though, is they have quite a few funny throwbacks to Shah Rukh and Kajol's previous movies and previous things.
They did. I mean, the last line definitely was a direct quote.
The last line was overkill, Shah Rukh.
It was. I mean, I think you could tell in their face also, they were just like, haha, yeah, we're just putting this in because everyone's expecting it. But Rohit
always does that though. In all the Golmaal movies, they have the joke at the end where Tushar Kapoor suddenly starts talking and fighting about how much he's getting paid for the movie versus the other guys. But in this one, I mean, Shah Rukh basically says, badi badi desho mein
choti choti baatein hote rehte hain, and it's It's very cliche, given that the movie did not match up to that at all. I was like, please don't ruin the last one for me.
That one was overkill, but what I really liked is the scene where Shah Rukh, where Kajol reveals herself as this Don's daughter.
Yeah.
They basically chase Shah Rukh and knock his car over. And so his car is actually flipped over upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And Shah Rukh is still sitting in the car strapped in. And Kajol walks up to him, looks him in the eye and is like, लगता है आपकी पूरी जिंदगी पलट गई. That was amazing. I literally died laughing.
That scene was a little uncomfortable to watch. I don't know if you felt that or if I was the only one, but basically the fact that he was like sitting upside down the whole time, it was also one of those things that was like making me a little like anxious. I was like, why can't we just like turn him around and then have this conversation? Because he's just hanging. It's just his head. It was like, well, this is giving me anxiety. Like, move him away. Like, turn him around.
That line was great though. And then there's another one where Varun Dhawan tells Kriti he loves her, and he's like, "Bhaiya, maaf karna," and he does the Shah Rukh pose with the arms
outstretched. That was really cute. Their chemistry was actually very, very good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and it was quite believable even when he was, you know, when, like, at least towards like the middle when it started getting a little more serious and he was talking about slightly more serious things. It was quite believable, their relationship versus some of the other ones that we encountered. Yeah.
Warren is also, he does this thing very well where even, like, he says, it deliberately says funny lines in a serious and emotional way.
Yeah.
So, like, in Kriti Sana's movie, and the name is Ishita, and he calls her Ishu. And basically, there's a scene in the movie where Kajol is like, if you want to marry my sister, you have to, like, sever all ties with your brother. And he's like, Ishu? Ye toh bahut bada issue ho gaya.
I know, I died. I thought that was so funny.
It was great. I mean, he said this multiple times in the movie, but all the other times it's like joking and fun. But this time it was actually serious. And it was like, literally, it was really well done.
No, I think there were some good moments. There were definitely, it was funny for, like, if you just go with a complete mindless attitude to it, it was funny. Like, You don't agree. These looks that I'm getting right now, these death stares. Like, how dare you say this on my podcast?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Honestly, I feel like we've been much too positive about this movie on this podcast.
Dude,
like,
we spent 7 minutes hating on his makeup. Like, we need to make up for it a little bit.
But really, like, don't watch this movie, please. I mean, don't go to a theater and watch this movie. Watch it, like, at home 6 months later when you're really bored and have nothing better to do. Or watch
it on a plane. Not fair. In a plane, maybe.
I've now decided I'm gonna watch all Shah Rukh movies on planes.
Oh,
I watched
so
Happy
mean.
New Year and Chennai Express.
Happy New Year was bad. I didn't like that.
Actually, no, I watched Chennai Express in the theater. That was also a bad
movie. I watched it at home.
I watched Happy New Year on a plane. That was a good choice.
I feel like it just doesn't give you any of the, like, though I wouldn't recommend anyone watching Happy New Year. I just don't think watching a movie on the plane, which is supposed to be watched.
I don't think that movie is supposed to be watched.
Ever.
Ever. Exactly.
That's true. No, Happy New Year, I will 100% agree. Not worth watching. Anyway.
Any other thoughts on Little
Circling
Orbit?
Back. Yes, actually. So, this is just like, I don't know where you're going to put this in. But basically, as a comparison to some of the previous movies that they've done, there was a point where Shah Rukh and Kajol, like, there was music. It was actually on their date, which is when we got completely sidetracked. But on their 5-minute date, when he got the violin guy to come in and they danced, and it was actually like the only time there was actual dancing in this movie, which was great. But I thought that was so much less emotional, and like, so there was so much less chemistry in that than a scene from Kuch Kuch Hota where there was no music. When, you know, that very iconic scene where he like puts his hand out and she comes and there's no music, and then he like does his little thing in the with his hand. I thought, like, that to me was very sad, because I was kind of expecting that kind of chemistry level. And from two people who have such amazing chemistry, to see this be a completely, like, blank face, you could put any girl in there.
Yeah.
I think Shah Rukh Khan obviously does hold his, like, appeal still as a person. I think he's good, but it was just a shame to me that that could have been a lot better. And that kind of translated throughout the whole movie, where I thought, you know, when they were talking, when they were with each other, it was just overly, like, ridiculous almost. It was almost overly cliche. Like, he just kept putting his hands out during the song, during Garua. He kept, when there was that one scene when Varun came and told him that they wanted, that he was like, oh, she wants me to leave you for, you know, for Ishita and whatever. he took Kajol to, like, the cemetery. I was like, where'd you manage to find a cemetery? And then he's, like, choking her. I'm like, is this really, like, the way you have a conversation with anybody ever? So, I don't know. Like, a lot of that to me was just outlandish. And I was like, why does this need to be happening? I don't know if you had any of the same.
No, I completely agree. I mean, the whole movie just feels really forced and, like, not genuine.
Yeah. A few scenes.
And that is my whole, like, they could have made this movie with, you know, they could have made it funny and slapstick and silly and all of that, but with just better executed, pretty much, and with slightly more believable storyline would have been nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Rohit Shetty movies, you don't go for the story ever.
No.
But even the, you know, the chemistry, the comedy scenes, barring the couple of exceptions we talked about, were just, did not really live up to expectation.
Yeah, I mean, the story, 100%, you will not go and dissect that ever. Like, but you can in any Hindi movie from, like, the beginning of time. Like, you take, like, a really, really old, like, Amitabh Bachchan movie where he suddenly is fighting 50 guys and, like, comes out alive and well and, you know, saves the girl and goes home and it's all good after that. Like, you can never go for a Hindi movie with that in your mind, because any movie you watch will be ridiculous by that standard. This one especially.
Yeah.
Because, like, the amount of times they went and, like, got in fights with drug lords. I'm like, can you relax? Like, this is not something you do. But, I don't know. You don't go for Rohit Shetty movies, especially with that in your mind.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, I don't have an issue with the storyline being very basic or very simple, but
yeah,
just at least make it funny. That is my only problem.
I almost wish, would you have preferred if Karan Johar did the movie? Do you think he brings out better chemistry, better story, better cinematography?
I mean, Karan Johar movies have a very different vibe. Like,
absolutely, but I mean, considering that most people have gone to this to see a reunion of Kajol
and
Shahrukh,
sure. I mean,
would
I
you?
Think it would,
I think that might have been a better decision on their
I
part.
Mean, to be fair, I mean, I might get shot for saying this, but like, I did not, like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the Shahrukh Kajol chemistry thing. I'm getting that stares right now. But like,
Where are you going with this?
I met someone yesterday.
Have you seen Kuch Kuch Hota Hai?
I met someone yesterday who, like, she was joking, but not really, but quite serious. She literally did her master's in the UK just so she could go on a Euro trip on a train. And
no way.
Find,
are you serious?
Find her Raj. I won't name her, but it was...
Let's go find everyone who's done their master's in the UK.
But I feel like there are many people like this who will think like this and do this. And
it's one of those things though, if you actually meet someone and then you like end up spending like a week with them, they might end up like stalkers or killers or something.
But that's
like
the thing, Shahrukh in DDLJ is so creepy, which
yeah,
no one
not
seems
a,
to acknowledge.
No, but no one, it's because some, it's like, okay, this is completely off topic, but you see 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yeah.
Movie is either like a creepy stalker, like dominator, like dominatrix,
yeah, but
relationship.
But that movie is like, I mean, that movie and that book is basically to, like, you know, to fulfill some weird fantasy.
Yeah, but you
that...
take... No, all I'm saying is, like, people are fully well ignoring the complete creep aspect of that whole movie. Whereas
yeah,
if he was, like, not rich, not a billionaire, not taking her around in, like, helicopters, but he was, like, poor and just stalking her and being like, oh, like, sign this contract so I can do whatever I want to you. Like, no, I'm going to call the police and get a restraining order. Like, move
Shahrukh
on.
But Shahrukh is not rich, not a billionaire, and not anything in DDLJ.
Yeah, but that is also a consensual relationship.
No, but he's a sleazy guy on a train. Just like, Shahrukh, Kajol is nicely reading a book, and Shahrukh is like nudging her, putting his face in front of her book, like doing weird shit, like holding her bra, twirling her around. I'm like, what is happening? Like, how? Like, I'm like, okay, I get it, it's a movie, but no one seems, everyone is like, oh, amazing romantic love story. I'm like, this is why we have so many problems in India right now. This is the ideal of men that you're putting up. I mean, obviously, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Quite a bit.
But
to be fair, it is factually accurate what you're saying. Factually, it is accurate.
But that's what, I mean, but like, literally, I mean, if I behaved like Shah Rukh Khan on that train to a single woman, I would get slapped. Like, I would get slapped across the face with a restraining order, as you said.
100%. But, I mean, that's the reason you go to movies, not... But see, the movies are, like, the ideal romantic situation, right? Like, if you watch something like Mindy Project, or you watch something like that, where it's like, oh, like, I'm on this vacation, and suddenly I meet, like, the man of my dreams, and, like, we live this life, and then he comes and fights for me with my parents and then chases me on a train. I don't know who has this fantasy in their life, but, you know, just I'm saying, if someone did, it's like someone who's, it's just the characteristics that he portrays more than the creep factor.
No, but that, yeah, but like that, all of that is fine. Like, that could happen. You could meet someone on vacation. You all could hit it off. He could come and fight for
you. Is that what happens with you on vacation? Does that happen?
That's why I travel so much. I'm waiting.
Is this why you're in Jakarta every week?
Jakarta has a very different type of woman, so we won't go there. But anyway, I'm going to decide whether or not to edit that out.
Oh my god, that is so funny. Please leave that in. Just gonna, I don't care what else you leave. I'm going to listen just for that.
Moving on.
Yes, back to non-creepy people.
What were we talking about? I don't even know how we got to this topic. But anyway.
Talking about believable storylines.
Oh, yeah.
And and then how you started hating on Dilwale, and then you started hating on everything else that they've ever done together.
No, I have no issues with the storyline.
What did you didn't like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham?
No, I like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
So that's what I mean by their chemistry. Like, you seem to not be a fan of the pair at all.
No, okay. You're
you can edit this.
You're putting words in my mouth right now.
No,
I didn't say I'm not a fan of their pairing, but I wasn't like, oh my god, Shah Rukh and Kajol, let's go watch this movie.
Fair enough.
Was like, I mean, whatever. It looks like a shit movie. I know it's gonna be a shit movie. The fact that Shah Rukh and Kajol are in it is not gonna change it.
I just wish they'd had a little more comfort with each other, which I don't know why it was missing, because they thought they always have. Anyway, I'm like way too amused with your other comments prior to this right now.
Okay, on that note.
What is final verdict? What do you think?
Watch it on a plane or at home.
I think it's watchable. I think you have to go with a Rohit Shetty mindless attitude, but definitely worth watching once. Not something you'd run back to the theater for. Not something that'll be your favorite movie for life.
My actual verdict is could have been worse.
Yeah, I agree.
It was not terrible, but it was pretty bad. It was really bad, but...
I'm going to still disagree on that, but I don't think it's, like, the best. Like, if you have another movie that you'd much rather watch, go for that. But this
watch
is definitely watchable. Yeah.
Don't watch this.
Yes, yet to watch. Next one.
Okay. On that note, we will wrap it up.
Yes.
Thank you, Arshia.
Thank you for having me. Made my podcast debut.
Yes, your podcast debut.
I'm so excited.
Thank you for agreeing to watch Dilwale with me. I did not manage to convince anyone else.
Thank you for listening. That's our show, and we hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check out our website, ticproductionsindia.com, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ticmediaproductions, and our Twitter handle @productions_TIC for regular news and updates. You can subscribe to the podcast on soundcloud.com/TIC-productions or on the SoundCloud app available on both iOS and Android. Apple users can also search for Bollywood Weekly using the podcast app, while Google Play users can do the same on Overcast or any other podcasting app available on the Google Play Store. See you next week.